Davidson at 80, a retrospective, is currently installed at Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. It'll be there through July, a long run, which is fitting, as it's a celebration of Marlon Davidson's long career as an artist. The earliest work in this show is from the mid-1960s. Davidson at 80 is a big show, highlighting more than five decades of prolific artistic output. Media involved: acrylic, oil, pen and pencil, collage with photography, silk screen, lithograph, woodcut, clay, plus a broadsheet picture on a poem by Susan Hauser. Davidson's work is largely figurative, with hints of abstraction here and there, renderings of nature, people, buildings, landscape. His eye, his vision, is unique. And like any true artist, Marlon is still learning, still experimenting. See this show. Across the street now from Watermark, in its future home, Gallery 505 is open, featuring work by a number of well-known northern Minnesota artists in a very comfortable, beautiful space that hints at what the new facility is going to be capable of. 10 years ago, Kevin Kling was the first performer to grace the stage at the Edge Center for the Performing Arts in Big Fork. On Friday, June 12th, as part of the Edge's 10th anniversary celebration, he was back. Kevin Kling, a nationally and internationally acclaimed storyteller, humorist, writer, actor, and more from the Twin Cities, could feel nothing but sorry for himself. Born with a deformed left arm, a motorcycle crash a few years ago that turned his right arm completely unusable and did other damage as well, not everyone would find storytelling opportunity in any of that. But Kevin Kling is one of the funniest, smartest, happiest people I know, and the baddest stuff that's happened to him informs his best stories. Dodger and I had just seen Kevin a week before. In fact, we had dinner with him before his show at Grand View Lodge in Nisswa. And one thing that always worries Kevin is that his audience on any given night will have heard some of the stories before. And he was asking us at dinner as he was picking through his file folders, have you heard the one about the four brothers or the one about, and so on. And we were telling him, do not worry. We won't remember anyway. And even if we do, so what? Well, I can tell you, in the first part of the show in Big Fork, we did hear some familiar material. And you know what? It's funnier the second time around. And having Big Fork native Aaron Gabriel on stage at the piano with Kevin really added dimension and context to the performance. The two of them are accustomed to working together, recently in Thailand even. Their creative chemistry is wonderful to watch, and it's contagious. Always a treat to be out on the edge, at the edge, where it is.